Now, does that include 69s as well? Because that's really considered a 70s.
No, no, I've never owned a 69, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, is there more 70s trailers than any other era, though? Because you've had 50s trailers and 60s trailers. So my guess is you've had more 70s trailers than 60s trailers, more 70s trailers than 50s trailers.
I'll be right back.
I like where this is going.
Well, if he's had 19 and 8 of them were 70s trailer, that only leaves 11. So my guess is if he's had more than 3 50s trailers.
I think you got him.
Yeah.
We got him.
5 have been 50s.
5 or 50s.
Yep. And then, we got an 85 in there. Ooh, that hurts.
That's what started it all.
Five fifties.
Right. So yeah, you've had more 70s trailers than any other era.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rob. You are a 70s.
That's right.
Aficionado.
Yep.
I also contend and argue that they should not be counted against me because I haven't used them, the 70s.
No, they were all on your hitch ball.
Rob, you may not have used them, but you did love them.
Hey, did you have to use something larger than a 2-inch hitch ball?
That's the other problem with these things. They all required large.
Well, no, you had to do that. So that's a 70s thing. So you're deep into the 70s stuff. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
And
80s.
I was deep into the 80s with a 34-foot limited. But I'm so glad I didn't deeply stay with it because the issues that were bound to happen. So, back in the early 60s and earlier, way better. I still contend if I just take my straight year average and don't weight them, it comes out to 1967.
No, you're grasping at straws now.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're one of these statisticians that's manipulating the results yourself.
That's right. There's many ways to make the numbers come out right, Colin.
Can we describe the way the gasket should look? Because I think she's still questioning if she did indeed purchase the right gasket from that California company.
Well, the one that I put on from Finnish Trailer Supply, it looks like a D-type gasket, okay, big D, and it's got a little lip coming off on one section of the D, and that lip is really the part that's touching the outside of the skin. The D compresses as you close it, but that little lip is the part that is the initial hit for water or wind or whatever.
Okay. And
it's peel and stick.
So if it's not the right one, it's still available through does he still have that Vintage Trader Supply?
I believe so.
Okay.
You know, I can't remember the last time I put one on, but I've installed a bunch of them for different clients, and yes, they're tight initially, and there's usually some little bit of fiddling that you have to do with the striker to suit, but usually, you know, these strikers, the doorknobs have been changed, the striker pockets have been changed over the years, and they were changed to suit the dried-up old gasket. Now that you've got everything new, you're going to have to readjust to suit the new gasket.
Now, when you're talking about bending the door, I mean, I went through all that because my gasket wasn't seating quite right. And so I kind of went through that and kind of got it pretty good. But I still had some spots along the perimeter on the outer edge of the door where the gasket wasn't sealing as good as I would like. But it wasn't all on one side. It wasn't like all at the top. It was like here and there. So what I did, it's not, you know, this is the host version of gasket repair, is I took a little knife and I cut that gasket glue back off of the replacement gasket, and then I put some flat gasket material behind it to kind of make that little section that was too loose a little bit tighter. So I have
you put a shim in.
I put a shim in different little sections, same black color. You can't.